Deborah, what we are up to now is Simin Sadi Bey's The End of Se'ef Zayin, which deals with halakhos related to Iri. We already encountered in Simin Kofei the discussion about Kli Rishon, which is Mevashel, and Kli Rishon is Mafliya Bakulo, Kli Sheni, which has no Bishul in Hilchos Shabbos, but whether it is Mavliya or not seems to be a Machlekes HaRishonim, and Mechatzchila we pask in the Kli Sheni is Mavliya. And when it comes to Irui, there's a fundamental Machlokes between the Rashbam and the Ravina Tam as to whether Irui is Dino Kli Rishon, and that the Kashtus means it's Dino Kli Rishon only insofar as it creates an issue of Kedei Klipa, and the Shita of the Rashbam, that Iro Yisdino Kikli Sheni, and it's garnished and garnished. Now, it's worth noting that our Se'if, Tzadi Beis Zayin, is assuming that Iro is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. It's assuming that Kli Sheni does not create any leaves. The Chavis Das already notes over here that the way we paskin in Kufhei, that means L'chatzchila, Kli Sheni creates issues, right? And the Shach says it creates issues only Kedei Klipa, etc. So all bets are off in Tzadi Beis Zayin. Tzadi Beis Zayin is assuming that Kli Sheni does not create any issue Klal V'Ikar. However, what we saw in, what's it called? What we saw in Kufhei, in the Maskana of the Rama and the Shach, etc., is that Kli Sheni does create some sort of issue. Mr. Weiss, it seems like you're going to challenge me on this point.
Mr. Chaim, did Rebbe mention last time that
we are making in terms of the Rabbonim in our yeshiva, and we were bothered by the Kasha Farvos, right? So we had a Shtikl Torah that maybe Reb Kiva Eger's understanding of L'chatchila is different than the Shach's understanding of L'chatchila, if you remember, right? It could be that the answer to that question of L'maisa L'maisa is that we follow Tzadi Beis Zayin rather than Kufhei, where is it, Sif Gimel, right? It could be that part of the answer to the question. That's a very good ha'ara. So there are dinim of Irui. We paskin that Irui creates an issue Kedei Klipa, that we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. In Kuf Hei, Se'if Katan Hei, in the Shach, there's a discussion about Irui Shenifsa Kakiluach. Irui Shenifsa Kakiluach, the Shach over there, Tainas, that it is the end of Se'if Katan Hei. He writes that afilu iroi shenifsa kakiluach mavliya miha kedei klipa l'kol yama k'moshikasu ha'poliskim. Right, the Shach writes that even iroi shenifsa kakiluach creates an issue of mavliya kedei klipa, even though the Ramah in Samaches, right, we spoke about in Hilchos Adam, if I do maligas ofos, if I pour boiling water on the chicken in order to enable one to defeather the chicken more easily, but that creates an issue because the chicken has dam. So over there, the Rama says that nifsa kakiluach is going to be okay on the ligas oifis. Zok the Shach there in Kufhehe, that maligas ofos is different because that requires being mavliya umafot ke'echot. But that requires that you are poilate the dam, and then the dam is going to be boileya also into the chicken. And Irui Shenifsak does not accomplish that, but Irui Shenifsak does accomplish bliya, etc. That is what we see in the Shach Kuf Hei Hei. It's also worth noting that since it's almost Pesach, we like to talk about Hilchas Pesach a little bit, like even if you don't have the Shloshim Yom Kadachag, but Shloshim Yom, at least Kadachag, we should discuss some elements of Pesach. So the Shach named Kuf Hei Hei quotes that by Hilchas Pesach, we are Machmir, that in Simen Tov Nun Aleph, we hold that Kli Cheres in a Kli Sheni requires Hagolah. And you can't really do a Hagolah on the Kli Cheres, so therefore it's Trif in the Kli Sheni. And the Shach is bothered by the Kash. I over here, we say that Kli Sheni fundamentally is Mutter. So Shach writes, Etzal Tzchum Rit Dechometz. Right? That's on the Shach, Kuf Pei Pei. So what we have are Dinim of Iroi, and we noted the Machlokes Harishonim, etc. Kli Sheni and Iroi. That's what we discussed in Kuf Hei. And now let's look at it from the angle of Kuf, the angle of Tzadi Beis. From the angle of Tzadi Beis, you have a case, Yim Nishbach Cholov O Sha'ar Israel Seya Hagabe Karka, Vehemidu Olav Kedera Chama. You pour milk or milk spills on the ground, and then you put a boiling pot or a hot pot on the milk. What I have is a roseach agave karka. I have hot milk agave karka, and I put a kedera chama on that hot milk. Im mashenishpach eino etzol ha'esh lo heverak kli sheni v'lochein hakedera asura de b'leya k'tas v'atav shel muter de tata agvar. Right, we learned in Sadi Aleph Seif Dalet, a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether ilo gevar to ta'a gevar, we pass into ta'a gevar. That means that if you have something cold at the bottom and something hot at the top, so it only creates a kdei klipa issue, a demikrele, right, it's going to be yashadol balaporta, right, there's going to be blia of kdei klipa. In a situation where you have top, hot thing on top, cold on bottom, that is kedei klipa. That's basically the Iroi case that the Rabbi Nitam spoke of. We have a similar case if I have milk on the bottom. Even if the milk is hot milk, but that milk which is on the karka is taka kli sheni milk, because it was cooked in the pot, then the milk is poured out. So the milk is a kli sheni, it's on the ground. Kli sheni doesn't have to mamish be in the kli, no? It's a karka, it's a kira. So in that situation, it's a kli sheni on the ground, and you have a kli rishin on top of it. So we apply the rule of tata'a gevar, that the kedera, which is el yona, only is Bailea Kede Klipa, and the Klipa of the Kedera is the Kedera itself. So none of the food inside the Kedera is going to be a problem. That is the issue. Okay, grand. A few points to note. It's Mvur in the Ramah, however, that if the the liquid on the ground is mamish eitzel ha'esh. Let's say, for illustrative purposes, I have like a blowtorch, right? It's Pesach time, speaking of blowtorches. So I have a blowtorch that's heating up the milk. Even though the milk is mamish on the ground, if it's eitzel ha'esh mamish, so then it's not considered a kli sheni. And then it has the real kayach to be balea bekulo. It's like a kli rishon. Similarly, the Taz notes that if my kedera chama is mamish eitzel ha'esh, again, you have a blowtorch, let's say, on the side of the pot, right? When the pot hits the ground, right? So if it's a kli rishon of gabe ha'esh, so that is super duper kli rishon. And super duper kli rishon will create an iser bekulai. Even the tav shosh betoch hakeder is going to be aser. Right? We see that kli rishon al gabe ha'esh is more powerful than kli rishon shelo al gabe ha'esh. This is mevuar in the Ramah in the case of the liquid when it's al gabe ha'esh, and in the Taz and the Shach. They allude to the fact that if the pot is agave ha'esh, so then everything is going to be usher. We could look at it in the Shach Lamed Gimel, Im hakadera rosach asmach masa eish afilo hatav shel osir. That's the din. Okay. So that is nekuda rishona. Nekuda shniya is that the Ramo is talking about a hot liquid, which is on the ground, and I put a hot pot on the hot liquid. So the hot liquid is a kli sheni, and right, that's what the Ramo says, and it only creates a klipa issue, and the klipa is the pot itself. The stuff inside the pot is going to be mutter, because the stuff inside the pot is more than the klipa. Right? That's what the Ramo says. Dude, hold it. Whoa. Right? If you remember, the svara of the Rashbam is, and the Rabbi Nutan, both of them are applying the sugya of Ila Agavar and Tata Agavar to the din of Iroi. Right? Iroi means I pour something from a hot chaynik. I pour boiling water onto a cold substance. So the Rashbam says, oh, we pass into Tata Agavar. So it is Chaim Elyon Karatachdan and nothing happens. The Rabbi Natam asks, he says, one second, in the sugya of Tita Agavar, we see that when you have Chaim Elyon and Karatachdan, the Yashud Dro Bala Porta. So it's got to be a little bit of Bliya. So Kadei Klip is at least going to be also, right? That's the Machlekes Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. But the starting point is the sugya of Tita Agavar. Well, the Minchas Yankiv points out, Minchas Yankiv is the commentary of the Reisha Rav on the Teres Chavtos of the Rama. The Minchas Yankiv points out, well, if it's based on Ilo Agavar and Tata Agavar, if I have a hot thing at the bottom, so an Iroi is going to Aser Kedei Kulo. It's not only going to be Bekulai. It's not only going to be Kedei Klip, it's going to Aser Bekulo. Right? In other words, according to the Minchas Yankiv, this is not fundamentally a halacha of Kli Rish and Kli Sheni per se. Theoretically, were I to have a hot Kli Sheni, the Iroi would really be Aser. And the Minchas Yankiv used this, if you remember, to explain the dinim in Kuf Zayin, when I pour my eggs or my fish, right? I find like one tray fish and there's a bunch of the fish, though I have to assume that maybe some of the fish became treif and created a tanan and asked all the fish, and then the stuff that it was going to treif up everything else, right? That was Kuf Zayin. So one of the issues over there is, why don't I just say that the only possibility is one of Ivory, and it's only Usar Kadei Klipa? So the Minchas Yankiv on the Teres Chavtos says, well, Ivory Agabi Adavar Cham is going to Asar Bekulo. Right? That was the famous Minchas Yankiv. So if you look over here in the in our Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishpatzos, he writes, "Masha kosef haminchas Yaakov decham ratov tzonei detal gevar haynu shatachton kar lo keshu klisheni, which is cham." And the Minchas Yaakov says this idea in Klandun Aleph, and based on this, he wants to explain Simon Kuf Zayin and answer a shach's kash over there. Lefi dvarav imchom kli rishona nafal lachom klisheni hakol aser. If the tachdon is yad soledes. However, the Rama over here in Hoskoberkain, right? That's what the Prima Godim notes, that our Rama says, I have a hot liquid at the bottom. It's still going to be a din of klisheni at the bottom, and the klirishin on top of the klisheni, even though the pot on top is hot. Nonetheless, it's only a Kadei Klipa issue. That's the Farish and the Ramah. The Farish against the Minchas Yankiv. Nekuda Rishona, the Prima Godim has this Ha'ara, the Yad Avram on the bottom of the page has this Ha'ara, strong Ha'ara, dude Minchas Yaakov, nice guy, you had a beard, but you're wrong. Okay? That's the basic issue. Issue number two that's worth noting is we had in Kufhei, a discussion of a Davar Gush, right? Davar Gush. So does Davar Gush create an issue? If you remember, the Tosfos comments that the reason why Kli Rishon is different than Kli Sheni is because of the Dafanos, Makariros, etc. Dover Gush is not impacted upon by the Dafanos, so therefore the Maharshal, Isser Veheter, they say slightly differently. They both say that Dover Gush is a problem. The Minchas Yaakov points out it's only a problem of Uliyah, it's not a problem of Bishol, but Dover Gush, it's a thing. Well, one second. My pat is a Kli Rishon. My pat's really a Dover Gush when you think about it in the warts sort of frame. It's a zach, right? It's a thing. Right? I have to translate for like the Philistines among us. Right? It's a zach means it's a thing. Right? So the pat is a Dover Gush. If it's a Dover Gush, why don't I say that definitionally the milk at the bottom now becomes cham because of the Dover Gush pat? Apparently, you see what our friend, the Kinyan Deya, he's not our dear friend, he's just a friend. You can have different concentric circles. Mincha, the Megillah Sefer is the innermost circle. The Kinyan Deya is slightly beyond that, but the Kinyan Deya, if you remember, had the Ha'ara that maybe I only apply Dover Gush when the Dover Gush is at the bottom, not when the Dover Gush is at top. And based on this, he had his Ha'ara against the Mishnah Brura's Chumrah, the Kashering for Pesach, should be used in Evan Meluban. I see the same Yisod of the King and Deya from this din as well, no? Because, or else, I should say that the milk becomes a Kli Rishon because the milk is heated by the Dover Gush, or L'chol HaPachas, it's a Dover Gush, and it should go B'kulay, right? Why is it that only goes K'day Klipa, right? Maybe Ivory is only on liquid, not on solid? Teretz is, right? Chick-chack, boom. Next Torah. Taz, Ot Chafhe. Taz quotes that the Isser, that what? That the Hagoy Sharedur quotes the Maharam, and the Isser Veheter quotes the Ri of Paris, that you need Shishim keneged ma sheomdim sheyesh cholav be'en tachas hakedera. Right? That the I have to estimate how much cholav is under the pot, and the cholav that's under the pot, I need shishim keneged that cholav. We see over here that the cholav is a Kli Sheni, and if it's a Kli Sheni, it should not aser anything more than a klipa, like the Rama here says. So the Taz is miyashev, the Ri of Paris, that the Ri of Paris is talking about when they have a hot kira. No, sometimes, let's say you're cooking stuff inside your oven, and consequently, the area on top of it gets hot. If it's a hot kira, so then the Ri of Paris says, I have to be mishaer keneged the amount that's directly underneath the pot, right? Meaning, if it's a hot kira, so a certain portion of the cholov is a Kli Rishon, or let's say all the cholov is a Kli Rishon because it's on a hat kira. Once it's on a hat kira, so I need shishim keneged the amount of liquid that is underneath the pat. That's what the Taz quotes in the Ri of Paris. Why am I not mishaer keneged the entire liquid? Once it's a hat kira, so the hat kira makes the liquid a Kli Rishon, why am I only mishaer keneged the amount of the liquid that I assume is under the pat? Shouldn't I cheshbenais all of the liquid? No? That's a kasha, not my kasha. The Chabas Das asks this kasha, Rabbi Jacob Loverbaum of Lisa. Right, he's the Chabas Das. He's, I don't know, 80%, not the Shach, who's like 99% cool, or the Grub, who's 97% cool. No, Chabas Das is 80% cool. No, so the Chabas Das in Os Chof writes that he has a Yesoid earlier in Sadi Aleph that. a davar lach lo mikri chibur. A davar lach is not called chibur. Chibur is only if you have a solid. A liquid, the stuff on the side is not mechubar to the stuff under the pot. Hence the psak of the Ria Paris, that I only cheshbin out the stuff that is under the pot. That's what the Chavistah says. We have a yesod like this in the Gra in Hilchos Mikvaos, Simen Reish Aleph Os Hey, that the reason why Zoichlim is not considered Abotim Sa'ah, if you remember, no? You can only be Metaheh. Who was in the shir for Mikvaos? I know Brian was, I think, Eitan, you were there for Mikvaos? Povisham, right? So the din is I can only, a mikvah requires arba'im sa'ah. Only eshboren is arba'im sa'ah. If I don't have eshboren, if I have a liquid that is flowing, it's zoichlin. So by definition, the Goyim says it's not a din that mikvah has to be eshboren. It's a din that you need a shear of arba'im sa'ah. That's like the fundamental halacha. The Chavistas over here is saying the same thing, that davar lach, shenizchal, moving liquids, is not a chibur. Right? As we state in Chavastas, no? That's what he says. I'm adding a little bit. Yitzi's reading the Chavastas. He's going to say, Rebbe, but like, Chavastas doesn't exactly say that, and I agree with you, but I like to add a little bit because it makes Judaism fun. Yeah. Right, so again, so the din is I'm only allowed to immerse in water that is stagnant. I can't immerse in flowing water. Why not? So one could have said that's like Gzeres HaKosa. The Torah says in Parsha Shmini, next week's Parsha, which is going to be like in 3 weeks, the Torah says in Parsha Shmini that Mikveh Mayim Karayamim has to be Mayim, which is Kavu V'Kaimi. The Gra, Reish Aleph Hei, has a Yesod, Reish Aleph Hei or Vav, I forgot. The Gra has a Yesod that a Mezochlin is not Metaher. He says it twice. He said at the end of Zoichlin twice and right at the beginning that the reason why Zoichlin doesn't work is because Zoichlin definitionally can't have Rabban Saha. There's no chibor to an item that's in motion. Nitzoik lo have a chibor, the Gemara tells me in Gittin. Right? And Nitzoik, right? We spoke about this, it didn't by Tum and Tahara, right? That there's Nitzoik, no? That's what we saw at the end of Kofei, right? That there's a din of Nitzok by Tum and Tahara, maybe by Isser v'Heter, maybe not, Machlokes Rambam and Rash, Machlokes Shach and Taz, but the Chavistas is saying that Nitzok or flowing things, I'm not Mechaber, he's assuming, like one opinion, I'm not Mechaber the Chelak outside of the pot to the Chelak under the pot. It's different. So consequently, I only have to recognize, I only have to cheshbin the amount of liquid under the pot.
The Chavistas would agree, like, if you had liquid in its own pot, that would be mechaber all liquid together, right?
Yes. Okay. That's what he says. So that's one nekuda in the Chavistas. Next nekuda, and that's the way he understands this Taz. In the Baalei HaShulchan, page 196, he presents, he doesn't say that this is Pshat in the Taz, I don't know why not, but he presents another Yesod from Reb Moshe Feinstein and the Kuvas Meshev Dovar that we already spoke about, that maybe there's a fundamental difference in Yerideya between liquids and solids. Dahainu, that by a liquid, there is no tam. By a liquid, I have just the volume of liquid. Then consequently, if I have a flow of liquid, and I know that some of the liquid is not underneath the pot, so I don't have to cheshbenayis the liquid on the side, because liquids create zero blia. If I have like a solid piece of, I put like hot beef jerky of chazer underneath the pot, so that's on the chubar, there's going to be blia from the entire piece of beef jerky or the entire steak. But if I have a piece of liquid, Ramosha and the Meshav Dover Taina. I have ha liquid, so there is no such thing as blia in the sense of tam. Liquids don't give off tam. Liquids give their volume. So theoretically, if I would be very good with my measurement and I would know how much was, how much came out, but how much never went in, so it's not going to be a problem. Another way to explain the Taz, again, the Taz, Meshem, the Rie of Paris, etc., that I only reckon ice, I only calculate the amount of Cholav mitachas hakedera, is because the Cholav shebetzidei hakedera is Cholav. Cholav is a liquid. By liquid, there is no nesinas tam. There's just nesinas volume. If I know that there is no volume that was absorbed, because take a look, there's stuff on the side. There's stuff on the side that's not absorbed, so it is not the same, right? So I think there are two Be'urim in this Taz, B'Shem, the Ri of Paris. So far, so good. Nikuda, what are we up to? Chamishit? I don't know. No one's counting. Yeah, you have five fingers up. Yeah.
0.5.
Yeah. Anything
bad shouldn't be inspired for.
Anything? No. In other words, if I have a piece of steak.
No, meaning in the case of the pot, right? So I put the pot down with milk. So if the milk is still there, then it's not in the pot.
The milk? Again, but so the milk under. Okay, anachanami, right? No, you're saying it's a little different than the Ri of Paris, because right, Rav Moshe would say even the chilek mitachas the kedera. Maybe I'm not mitzdarif that entire thing, because if I know I had 1 ounce beforehand and I have 0.9 ounces afterwards, I pick up the pot. Okay, that's fair. It's a slightly different than the Ri of Paris. That's a fair point. I didn't fully cheshbon that out. Okay. Next ta'ara. Again, I'm just reading one Chavastas so far, right? Jacob Loberbaum, Lisa, he's kind of cool. There is, by the way, a professor of philosophy in Tel Aviv University named Jacob Loberbaum, who I once met, like at a conference. So they say, Jacob Loberbaum, I remember that name. Like, are you related to the Nesivus? He's like, yeah, my Elta Alta Angel Zeta. Like, how did you know him? Everybody knows Jacob Loberbaum. Like, that's a Nesivus, right? So people don't know that, like, Gedolei Yisrael had last names. Right, Rav Moshe's last name was Rabbeinu, right? And hey, right, that's hey, Gedolei Yisrael had the Goyen's last name was Kramer. The Shach's last name is Rappaport. Right? Their last names. Jacob Loberbaum. Oh, so the Chavastas has the following ha'ara. He says, how come I only cheshbon ice? Actually, maybe this sort of will answer what Yitzi was saying beforehand. How come I only make a calculation of the amount of milk? Mitachas l'kedera. L'chora, once there is milk, so the milk over there is a liquid, and the liquid has the koach to take the balua in the kira and put the balua in the kira into the pot also. When I say, ena balua ha'ilech mikli l'kli b'lo rotav, right? But that means with rotav, the blia does go from kli to kli. So the blua is going to go from the kira into the kedera. So why is it I only cheshbon out the amount of milk underneath the, what's it called? Underneath the pot. So again, it could be that the answer is Yitzi's ha'ara, that I assume mathematically, right, that it's going to pull out the same underneath it, but that's an assumption. The Chavastas Tainas, give me a second to finish the Ha'ara. The Chavastas Tainas, that Zetman von Danen, you see from here, that a tiny amount of liquid is not called liquid. If you remember, the din of Ein Haholeich, Ein, right, something does not go from something without Reitav, is true by chatichis and is true by blias from keli to keli. No? By a chaticha, there's a din that's sli. Tzli we saw in Kofhei, we saw Tzli in Tzadi Aleph, right? Tzli doesn't transfer Tam Bekulay. No? Asas Kedin Natila, Kedin Klipa, maybe. There's a Rambam Asas Bekula, but the Rambam is utterly rejected. Tzli doesn't answer. Why not? If you ever roasted a piece of meat, you know that there is some liquid, right, on the side of the meat after you roasted the shmaka piece of, you know, brisket, right? You roast it. There's going to be some liquid. It, like, it sweats a little bit. It was mamish on the fire, so the liquid, so the meat sweats. There's liquid there. So how come, right, when they have two pieces of tzli that touch, how come it doesn't transfer tam bekulay? You should say that there's rotav, and the rotav transfers bekulo. Teretz is that a little bit of liquid, says the Chavis Das, is not called liquid. So the amount of liquid that comes out of a piece of meat, that tzli, is not sufficient liquid to affect blia from one piece to the other piece. And just like the halacha is blia mi chatich al chatich requires rotav, it's the same halacha that blia mi kli l'kli requires rotav. So it's the same din, etc. That is beferish in this Chavis Das Os Chaf, and we like the Chavis Das today. Yeah, it's clear.
What the case of the this question? I thought we're talking about milk on the ground. Is there a kira involved?
The milk spills on the kira.
So kira like a stovetop?
Yeah, but if the stovetop is hot, again, that's the way the Taz defends the Ri of Paris, right? The Ri of Paris has a cheshbonos, the amount of liquid under the pot. Why? The Rambam says that the liquid's a kli sheni, and therefore should only aser kedei klipa, and the klipa is the pot itself. That's what the Rambam said. So the Taz answer is that it's a ki rachama, right? I'm just learning a task, Shein the Riyah Paris. Let's go weiter. Kilua min ha-kedir rosacha shaholach el kedir etzomitnes. If I have a flow of, let's say, cholov, that touches a cold pot. So the Rama over here says that if it's nifsa ka-kilua, it's a klisheni. Imlo nifzak, it's like iroi, and it becomes aser kedei klipa, providing that it was hot when it touched the pot. May I have a cold pot, hot liquid goes on the ground and hits the cold pot, right? This is what's called in Judaism, iroi shenizchal. So it depends, zok the Rama. If it is nifsak hakiluach, so it's not a problem. Loi nifsak hakiluach, it's going to be a problem kedei klipa. That's the halacha. Well, this halacha is a little bit difficult. The Shach told me in Kufei Oishei that iroi shenifsak hakiluach is also iroi. Right, and if you remember, the Shach then is bothered by the kasha of the Rama in Samaches. Right, we saw that Shach. We just spoke about it in the introduction to today's lecture. Right, so one second. How can the Rama over here categorically say that Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach doesn't create a problem when we saw in Kufhei Shach Ozhei that it does create a problem? So the Prima Godim writes that there's a difference between Nizchal al Kiratzainanes and Nizchal in the air. If I pour a liquid in a straight stream, so that is called Iber Shalom Nefsa Kakiluach. The Chavis Das there in Kuf Hey explained that since there is still a Chibor to the Kedera, which heated the liquid, so therefore it's as if the defanos of the original kedera still have some impact. So that's why it creates a problem l'chol apachas k'day klipa. But once it's nifsak hakiluach, right? So by nifsak hakiluach, l'chavistas tainas, it's certainly not mevashel because there's no longer the kayach of the original kedera, but it might create a blia k'day klipa. And that is the way he says pshat in the shat in kufhei. Hey, the shat writes, irish nifsak hakiluach, Mavliya k'day klipa. Now that shach seems to be saiser this Rama, no? Because the Rama over here says that Iroi shenifsa kakiluach is a garnished mit garnished. Nifsa kakiluach, it's a klisheni. So the Prima Gonim answers that there's a difference between nifsak in the air and nizkal on the ground. When it's nizchal on the ground or nizchal on the kiret zonenes, so b'kahai gavna, it b'kahai gavna, it's nizchal, so the irui is no longer really connected to the original pat. Again, this is Schwartz's small hesber in the Prima Godim. And since it's nizchal, so therefore irui shenizchal, shenifsak is a garnished. But Iroi Shenifsak in the air is Mavliya Kedei Klipa. That's the way the Prima Godim is Miyash of the Shach. Lefi Ani Estaiti Ein Tzarich Lomar Et Kol Zeh. Shaharei HaShach Eino Oto HaIsh Shehaya Harama. Harama Haya Sabo Shel Ishto Shel HaShach. Ken, atem mevinim et zeh? Hey. Der Rama hat gewinnt dem Seide von der Wab of Shach. Right now you all understand. But the point is that the Rama and the Shach are two different people. I could say that when it comes to Iroi Shenifsak, the Rama categorically holds Iroi Shenifsak is nothing. The Rama holds that way. But the Shach holds it is Mavliya. So the Rama in Tzadi Beis, like the Rama in Samaches, says Nifsak is nothing, therefore Maligas Ophos with the Hefsek is okay. Therefore, right, over here, it's okay. The Shach argues, and the Shach says Irish and Nifsak is a something, right? The Shach has to give an answer between Vliya and Plata, right, or Mafl to Mavliya Ke'echad versus just Mavliya, but that's a Shach Kofei, hey? Minken Zagin, that Rama is not the same person as the Shach. That's today's Kiddush, right? So you can't ask. Prima Godim, you're asking the steer between the Rama and the Shach, right? And Shach, you ask the steer between the Rama and the Shach. That's because you, Shach, like to assume everybody agrees with you. But if you ask Schwartz, I'll say that there's a dispute between the Rama and the Shach, no? Ryan, you're not smiling. This is Torah. This is good. Right, this Geshmaka stuff. I think that that is the answer over here. Okay. I think Zachariah is like shaking his head. He's like, okay, you know, I'll be nice to you, Rabbi. I'll shake my head. And like, I'll say it makes sense, even though I completely disagree with everything you're saying. Right. I can read your face. I know that's what you mean. Oh. So that, I think, is the sugya of Iroi Shenifsak. Again, the Chavistas already comments that this entire din is off limits if you hold that Kli Sheni is really a problem. The din is that if I have an Iroi or an Iroi Shenizchal, and it hits a Kedera Chama, and the Kedera Chama is a Kli Rishon, Kol Shekein, the Rama says, if it's Omed Eitzah Eish, then Hakol also because Tita Gevara. Right? So I have a liquid that hits a pot, so we apply the rule Tita Gevara, the pot is Tita, and the pot is Tita, and the Irui is the Ila'a, Tata Gevar means everything becomes also. That's what the Rambam says. Why is it Tata Gevar? Tata Gevar means the thing at the bottom wins. Over here, right, the pot is not necessarily at the bottom. So why is it Tata Gevar? Look at the Shachos Lamed Vav. Shach has two answers. Right, the Shach is bothered by the Kasha, that L'cha'ora, this is like Heter and Isser Munachim Zeh Eitzel Zeh, which is something that we learned about in Kuf Hei Se'if Gimel. The Taz in Oskov Zayin, Taka says this is the same thing as Kuf Hei Se'if Gimel, when you have Isser and Heter, which are Zeh Eitzel Zeh, right? In which case, I don't apply Ilan to Ta, I apply the rule that is Aser Kedei Netila or something. You need klipa. You need a klipa, it says. So why is this case, the chayra, a din of tata gevar, that everything is usher, should require a klipa? So it goes like this. The shah, the taz says taka. It only requires kadei klipa. The whole thing is not usher. It's like zeitzoseh. The Shach has three answers. One answer in the Shach is that we're talking about a case that the Iro is coming from above and the pot is at the bottom. So therefore, it's Taka Ilaha. That's answer one of the Shach, no? Hacha Kemen Shabbat HaKiluach Milmala Hevekmo Ilaha. The scenario is that the liquid came from the top. Inami, the Shach answers. Alternatively, the davar bimkoimai is called tita'a, no? Ilah and tita'a doesn't mean top and bottom. It means that the object at rest has more kayach than the object in motion. The pot is at rest. The, what's it called, is in motion. The iro is in motion. So the pot wins. We saw this idea at the beginning of our simon. If I have a piece of basar that falls into a pot of milk, right? So do I apply ilo'a or tita'a? Right? It begins on the top and it sinks to the bottom. Which one is it, right? So one of the answers there was rest versus motion. That seems to be shach number two. No? Again, the Taz completely disagrees with this. The Taz says it's like two things, Munachim Zeitzel Zeh, Kufay Sef Gimel. But the Shach applies it. The Shach says, no, we'll say Ilan Tata because, what's it called? We'll say Ilan Tata because the object at rest is Tata. Inami. There's a difference. If I understand the third answer, the Shach, correctly, the third answer, the Shach, is that there's a difference between, it's very similar to the first answer, right? There's a difference between if it is Nizchal or Mikaleach, right? It's basically a difference in direction. Right? It's like answer number one, it's just slightly different. Right? It's Mikaleach, and since it's Mikaleach, etc. The Pesachei Tshuva over here, by the way, quotes in the Minchas Yankiv, Rebbe Be'er also quotes in the Minchas Yankiv, that this din, that Cholav, which goes and Nizchal al Hakira, can create a problem. Ordinarily, on the Kira, there'd be Efer. The Efer we learn in Sadi Hesef Daled makes it Nosan Tam Lefgam. If the Efer makes it Nosan Tam Nafgam, how could there ever be a problem? So in Erishtins, the Shach there in Sadi Hey disagrees with the Rambah. The Shach says the Efer does not create Nosan Tam Nafgam, we'll learn that later on. In Svetins, the Rebbe Kiva Eger notes that maybe Efer, when it's there for a long time, creates Nosan Tam Nafgam. If you have something that just goes through the Efer doesn't have enough time to really impact on the Zechila. So in that case, In that case, it's not going to be nosin tan lefgam out to the afer. Rebbe Shoa Kala Kazu Eino Nasa Lefgam. Piskei Tshuva Ustalid, Rebbe Kiva Eger, they both say the same thing. Consequently, since the din of Afer itself is Mutol B'machlokes and the Shach disagrees in Sadi Hei, so that's why we should be Machmir. Oh, the last din in Sadi Bey's Zion talks about what happens when a tipas cholov, let's say, falls on the kisui hakadeva, right? It falls on the pot cover. So the Ramah writes that tipa hanofelas al kisui hakadeva dina kenofla keneged haraitov. Right? We saw from the smack, right, in the beginning of Se'if Hey, that the smack says that if I have a tipas cholov that hits my shalom pat keneged haraitov, so it's as if it falls right inside it. So here also, if it hits the pat cover, it's as if it falls right inside the raitov, providing shehisva hakedera lahartiach, providing that the kedera already began to boil. If the kedera already began to boil, so therefore, it's ki'ilu, it fell into the it's ki'ilu, it fell into the liquid itself, and therefore it's going to be balta b'shishim. Taz os kofres. Taz says, I don't think this is correct, because when the kedera is boiling, that means that there's going to be some liquid that rises to the pot cover, but it doesn't happen every moment, right? If you ever saw a boiling pot, so it hits the top, it comes down. At some moments it's hitting the top, at other moments it isn't. Zaktataz and Oskofres, it's really a suffix to Iraisa, because Shema Ba'osopam Shanafla Tipa Lo Osaraticha Da Kisui Mamesh. And Sveka Da Iraisa L'chumra. And this is Rabban, you could be Mekel. Meaning Taz argues with the you know what's his name, right? The Taz argues with the Ramah. And the Taz says, Ramah, you're assuming that the tipa that falls on the kisui hakadera is ki'ilu nafal l'tocho? Not true. Or not necessarily true. Or who says it's true? Maybe it's not nafal al kisui hakadera bizman shahaya roseach mamish. That's the Taz's taina. Piskei Tshuva quotes that the Ramah is correct. Piskei Tshuva quotes that the Ramah is correct. Bechore, why? So if you hold like Rashi, that you have mixas ha-chatifa b'toch ha-rotos, so the entire chatifa becomes usser, and the rotov is not mitzdareh, is not misayeh yalavatlo, so then I could say that the Taz is correct. But if I hold like the Re, so then the if I hold like the Re, then the Ramah is correct. That's what the Rebbe Rabbi Yonson Epshad says at the bottom of the page. Again, you have to be a little bit creative to think in these terms, right? Let's view the entire liquid as if it was a chaticha. Again, that would be against the chavistas that we saw, that liquids are not mechubar, mitzurah. But if I view the liquid like it's the same as a chatifa, so this depends on the machlokes between the between Rashi and the Re. That's what the Rebbe Rabbi Yonson Abshis said.
Okay.
These are, there is in the Megillah Sefer, he has like a little bit to add some teeth to this discussion, but I think this is a basic discussion. How you say, how's Judaism?
When the people fall on the keystone, why would it aser? If there's no Zeah, why would it aser Rashi the Peter at all?
Again, so if there's no Zeah, so then I can assume that the entire kisui hakadera became aser. It's like hitting a pat keneged harekon. When I hit the pat keneged harekon, so I assume that it's bread shishim. And then I'm going to hold like any shishim panem shishim. Right? Like what we saw at the beginning in Sif Hey.
That would be the din.
That's what they did. According to the Taz, that's the din, yeah.
Food never touch.
What?
The food never.
No, but it's going to touch later on. In other words, right now, it's not boiling the second when it hits the kadera. If it's not boiling the second it hits the kisui hakadera, so at that moment, the entire kisui hakadera becomes a problem, and the iser spreads 60 times its volume. And then later on, when the pot boils, the pot's going to be boiling at some point. So if it boils later on,
but if there was shishim, meaning in a regular,
if you're not gonna have shishim, can I get shishim? Because when it's boiling at that moment, it ain't gonna happen.
No,
even if I have shishim, can I get shishim the entire pot? But the amount that's boiling at any given moment is gonna become usher, and that's gonna fall back down, and is and it's gonna usher everything else.
Do you need the boiling itself? I thought it was just the zeh.
Well, that we pointed out from the Badei HaShulchan seems machlokes between Rashi and the rest of Judaism. Right? Rashi says Shemei Hashulayim Olim L'mailo. That's a pshat in the Erokisa, according to Rashi. The Mei Hashulayim, that means it's mamesh boiling, even if it's just Zaya, like we'll see in Se'if Ches. But every drop of Zaya that goes up potentially is going to come down. The trapezia becomes treif when it hits the kisei kadera because the tariff is spread to 60 times. And then it's very likely, I'll have problems. We try not to have problems. Okay. Chevra, we should have a marvelous day.